A few days ago, I was in a little village called Suryakund. There is the deity of Surya Narayan, who was regularly visited by Srimati Radharani. She would do a puja there, worship of the sun god, and Krishna would come disguised as a priest, as a pujari, and lead her in this puja right before the eyes of Jatila, her stepmother. There is even a stone where Srimati Radharani had placed her crown and her ornaments when she took her auspicious bath before the puja in that little lake. The stone has the imprint of Radharani's crown. It is really very, very beautiful to look at. After I had completed my chanting on the roof of this flat roof of the temple, where I was in absolute solitude, there was only the nice breeze around me, and I could overview the lake in front of me. When I was finished, I came out of the temple and was driven back by one of our friends here to where I stay. So I was driving through the village, and it was really instruction, I would see, in personalism, what I saw. There were people standing on the road discussing the day's events. Then our car drove on a little bit. There were about five old men. They were smoking. I think it was ganja. My window was open, and there was a cloud coming inside. The old men in Vrindavan do this just to be old men and so on. It's not what we as devotees do, but the villagers do like this. Children were playing on the road. We had to stop a few times. Then the cows were amongst the people participating in the good evening spontaneous good evening programs there. In some household, you could see through the open door, people were sitting on the floor singing. The whole village seemed to have a personal interaction. I think we in the West have not really learned that. Because of our focus on the outside values, we have built walls around us. And sometimes, even in spiritual circles, it is not so easy for everyone to break down these walls and communicate person to person, self to self, being in a space of absolute sharing. This, however, is so important, because there is nothing which can energize, inspire, empower, and give us confidence more than these personal relationships. The devotee does not build walls between himself or herself and others, but sees in all beings an eternal relative, part of the Supreme Lord, and sees also the Lord. And in this way, there are no barriers. This connecting deeply, I could see, I've always seen in Vrindavan, and it is something which I encourage all my listeners to practice. Open up in your relationships. Maybe pick those where you feel more confident, and then you can do it appropriately with other people. Let's break down these walls which are separating one person from another.